others. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no hope.
Tonight's show, we have Dennis Rodman. We're also going to be talking about 21 Savage, Dex's fave. IHOB, which is the new name for the International House of Pancakes, or as the IHOBs in Philly are known as, the International House of Pimps.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
So true.
That is very true.
I've seen many a prostitute pimp transaction at IHOBs in Philadelphia.
More than I've
seen. Nicki Minaj and Fashion Nova for men. Dex, you know what they call Fashion Nova for men?
What?
Nigga Nova?
What?
I've never heard I don't even know what Fashion Nova for women is. Like, I don't even know what that is.
Yes, you do. You must not
be following nobody from Love and Hip Hop then.
Or
I sure don't. I really don't. Neither one.
Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. BroTalkLive.com. Right on the mark as usual. It's your man Jason running, steering the ship as usual. Let's kick it over to my main man Dex as usual. What's going on, Dex?
Oh, I like that, as usual. Dexter here. So excited to be here for you, with you guys today.
I thought he was going to say for you bees.
Well, I am here for the people.
Do you have a story?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think everything is like normal. Nothing like came across. No, I think I'm good today.
All right. If you're looking for Ty the God, he's currently attending a graduation. He might join us a little bit later, but the dinner to the graduation is the part that he's celebrating right now. So he may be with us. He may be not. But in any event, we have the return of Bill. What's up, Bill?
I'm back from the dead and the land of the living.
Ooh, congrats.
Listen, I got a story.
Okay.
So many people know I coach track and field. I used to be an athlete. I used to run track, play golf, all that sort of thing. So I decided,
decades ago,
I mean, it was in the Stone Ages. Okay. In my infinite wisdom, I decided to get back in shape and go for the gusto. So I went out in these mean streets last week and I ran for my life. Little did I know, I was dehydrated and I ended up knocking on death's door.
You know, dehydration is a serious problem in our community. I feel like you need to put down the apple juices and the Capri Suns.
Especially all y'all with them ashy lips, put them down, okay?
If your pee comes out any color other than clear, I feel like you can do better. So,
it's not true. If you eat asparagus, like I do often, your pee is not going to be clear.
What color is it?
Like bright yellow, like, and it stinks too.
That means you don't drink enough water to filter.
No, that means
out.
You ate asparagus. Like if you drink nothing but water and then you eat asparagus, like your urine is going to be a very bright yellow and it's not going to smell good because it's the asparagus coming out of your system.
Did you look that up on WebMD?
I did because I'm like, wait a second. I ain't been drinking nothing but water. Why does this look
like
this?
Listen, I don't. Dex, I don't do nothing with WebMD. I once typed in WebMD that I had a headache. They told me I had brain cancer and I'd be dead 3 days later. Okay.
That's not living your best life while you can.
All right, let's move on to the start of the show. Is Trump turning a corner? I can't believe we're asking this question. Donald spoke to the media on Friday ahead of his summit with the legendary Kim Jong-un, and he spoke to the media about the people taking the knee. He said, you have a lot of people in the NFL in particular,
but in sports leagues, they're not proud enough to stand for our national anthem. I don't like that. No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say to them, instead of talk, you know, because a lot of people talk like that Hillary Clinton. She talked herself into prison. I am going to ask all of those people to recommend to me
because that's what they're protesting. People they think were unfairly treated by the justice system, folks. And believe me, that's huge. Okay? Huge. Huger than China.
He continued.
If the athletes have friends, because I'm sure all of those kinds have friends of theirs or people that they know. And you know, those kinds of folks know lots and lots of criminals. Okay. About that. They have unfairly been treated by the system. Let me know, folks. I am the supreme leader in this America. And I'm going to take a look at those applications, folks, because you must do an application and it's got to have pretty pictures and pretty women so I can grab her by the puss. Okay. And if I find that, or my committee finds, because I clearly have a committee, one gets the burger, one gets the fish fillet, and one gets the Coke. Okay, and not the Coke back from the 90s, folks. Let me tell you, that was a party. If I or my committee finds that they were unfairly treated, folks, then we will pardon them or at least let them out soon. Okay, that's big news, folks. We're not saying a date. We're not saying when, but we may do it soon, folks. Okay. And believe me, we'll do it. Hillary hasn't been locked up yet. Okay.
Do you think he's rounding the corner? Is this a good move to offer the people who've taken a knee a chance to get their, he's offering them a get out of jail free card. So, you know, for them to use on any friend that they like, how do you feel about this?
I feel like this is stunty. Like everything he does is a stunt.
He's on like this parting train. Go ahead, Dex.
Yeah, I agree with what Will just said. Like it's a stunt, but it's kind of one of those things. Like I think this goes to the notion that Donald is running the country like it's like a game show. It's like, oh look, you can phone a friend. You can phone a friend. It's like this is like the best game reality TV show he's ever been on. Like he feels like he's legit like producing a reality TV show and he's the star of it.
I mean, he wouldn't be far off.
Now, when you said, is he turning the corner? Absolutely. He's definitely turning the corner to get to the kitchen to get that fish fillet, that fish fillet meal from McDonald's that Will talked about. But I did see, though, that Donald was, he's throwing some pardons out there. Like I saw he was going to pardon Muhammad Ali. And I'm like, wow, that's really interesting, right? This is me, y'all. I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. He's pardoning Muhammad Ali, this, that, and the third. And then I'm like, but I didn't know Muhammad Ali was in jail. It's like, how long has he been in jail? Like, what is he in jail for? I looked it up and he's dead. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing, Donald? And then I saw this thing. It was really funny. It's like a breaking news. It's from the movie Life with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy. It's that Donald Trump's going to pardon Ray Gibson and Claude Banks, who, as you know, are serving life in jail. They're fictional characters. So it's like everything is a joke now. And Donald is like leading that. Like he's a joke and he's making this country a joke.
Well, I think Bernice King was her name. One of the descendants of Martin Luther King. She said that the pardon for Martin Luther King isn't needed, but she did agree that, you know, maybe him pardoning those who kneel. That's what she said. Pardoning those who kneel because that's a crime.
Listen, I mean, here's the thing. Like, he reminds me of like Khaleesi. Like in the episode of Game of Thrones where she's like, kneel before your queen.
No. It's the last season. We're not doing no spoiler alert.
I might be on season one, episode 2.5. What you mean?
Too late. Sorry. All right, let's move on. More Trump news. He met with the Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un. And the question is, will we all get blown to smithereens? Because at the Trump Kim Jong-un summit, he had these glowing remarks for the Supreme Leader of North Korea. Great. Do you want to read these, Trump? Is Trump available to read these?
Great.
This is what he had
great
to say.
Personality and very smart, folks. Okay. Not nearly as smart as me. But he's very smart.
He's got good combination, folks. You know, I like a good tie and a good shirt. And he's got the little Chinese collar going. Folks, I think he's on to something. I think he's on to something. He couldn't walk down Fifth Avenue in that, but he's on to something, folks. He's a worthy opponent. I mean, a negotiator, folks. He's negotiating on behalf of his people, all 6 billion of them. And he's a very worthy, smart opponent. I mean, negotiator. He plays well in the sandbox, folks. Absolutely. Not like that Hillary. She stole all of my toys and she took all my G.I. Joes. That's the real problem, folks. Well, he's very talented. I mean, you know, I know all the talented people, folks. I know the most talented of them all. And anybody who takes over a situation like he did, folks, at 25 years of age and is able to run it. Let me see if you can. I mean, folks, he's running it tough. I don't say he was nice. No. But he ran it so hard, folks. He ran it hard. Just like they did for Madonna's, well, that was in the 80s.
Well, yeah, so he just had a bunch of nice things to say about him. Dennis Rodman then went on CNN and decided to weep in front of millions of people on Chris Cuomo, as LeVar Ball calls him. Chris Cuomo show. And this is what he had to say, talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, saying she sent her best wishes and said that Donald Trump is really proud of you. He's happy that you're having some type of part in this whole situation, saying that he's very happy to carry out the things that Dennis has been saying. Dennis also said that he thought he'd meet with Trump soon, saying, quote, "I'm pretty sure that I'll be going somewhere like the White House to meet him." Quick check. What's the chance he's going to the White House, guys?
He'll be there.
Zero.
No, there's a
zippity doo da day.
Look, Dennis Rodman going to the White House is going to get Donald Trump some press, like some more like attention. He's there. Like, he's probably already on a flight to the White House now. He's going to be at the White House before Melania Trump gets there.
Zippity doo da day, folks. I already have enough blacks at the house. Thank you.
He also became emotional, started crying when he talked about our president Barack Obama failing to take him seriously when he came from North Korea the first time. He said that Obama brushed him off and that he received death threats and had to go into hiding as a result of that. But he was very excited about Trump going to Korea, saying it's a great day. I'm so happy. And they asked him to describe his relationship and how Kim Jong-un is as a person. And he says he's like a big kid who wants to have a good time, but is trying to protect his people and his honor. He said this guy wants to be around the world. He wants to come to America. He wants to enjoy his life. He wants his people to enjoy this life. He loves Americans. He wants to come to America and live life. He really wants to go watch a basketball game. Guys, are we all getting blown to smithereens?
That ain't it. We can do a lot of things. Him coming over here, that's not one of them. Don't bring this shit over here. Look, y'all, Dennis was on CNN last night having a moment. Like, I woke up this morning to see him on there looking like a freaking venereal disease, screaming and crying or whatever.
He looks so damn bad. Like, it's like we forget how ugly. Like, I'm sorry to call someone like ugly, but like he's just so vivid in HD that you forget what he looks like each time. And every time you're just surprised at just how grand his snout is. Bill, what did you think about this? Do you think we're all getting blown to smithereens? Did Kim Jong-un play Donald Trump?
First of all, Kim Jong-un, let me tell you something. The both of them are two big babies who are in competition for a reality show. I mean, like, who can get more attention? That's Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. Donald Trump just legitimized a regime that, you know, I mean, otherwise we were like, oh, you know, look at the Pillsbury Doughboy. But then Cheeto Dust got with the Pillsbury Doughboy and they got Kidney over here to hop on in there. And lo and behold, we've got this crap show. Like, I almost said it, but, you know, I'm trying to get to heaven. I mean, like, Dennis Rodman. Jesus.
Dennis Rodman has a lot going on. I don't really understand what he's trying to get out of all of this, but, you know, I'm not going to try to figure out
another job. He's trying to get a job.
I'm not trying to figure out the thoughts of someone who's, I don't feel like he's playing with the full deck. So
deck. Elevated on reach the top floor.
Exactly. Do you think Trump was played? Do you think we're all going to get blown to smithereens?
Oh, please. Kim Jong-un can't get a missile off the ground, let alone one to America. He can have a seat. One of them seats where his legs dangle.
I think like, as long as
I'm not gonna be the one to say it, because if he see this show and he decide to blow us up, exactly. Hey,
but I look at it, it's like one of those
situations. We still live in America.
Where like if there's like a hostage situation here, like you don't have anything to worry about. So like if somebody had your mom or your wife or your girlfriend or a loved one like with them or whatever, like you're not gonna do anything. And as long as his baby Dennis Rodman is over here, he's not doing anything to us because like he's not trying to hurt Dennis. So we're good as long as
well, wait a minute. Is over who, whose mother, sister, father, uncle is going to North Korea? Whoever's going
over there? I'm saying like nobody's going to hurt you as long as you got like protection. Like him and Dennis Rodman are boyfriends.
Right.
So like because Dennis Rodman is
clearly
over, he's not going to hurt us.
Wait, do you think like here's a wait a minute. Now that you say that, him, Dennis Rodman, Trump, and Putin might be a little.
No, not Trump.
They are a dream team. Let me tell you something. Kim Jong-un, Putin, and Trump. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Could you imagine three worst people in the world to be friends? Like, I mean, good gracious sake. Look, y'all better draw near. Draw near.
Listen.
All right, next question. Is 21 Savage too real? 21 Savage. Do not act like you don't know who 21 Savage is.
Amber Rose's guy.
All right. It's a knife. He talked to Vogue magazine. They know who 21 Savage is, clearly.
That's because Anna Wintour needs to watch out for who's stealing up her stuff. That's why they know.
He talked about his recent choice of not wearing jewelry. He said, I stopped wearing jewelry. You know he said jewelry. He did not say jewelry. Jewelry. I stopped wearing jewelry for a couple of reasons. One is because everybody wears jewelry. I grew it. I'm getting a little wiser and growing. So another reason is because the richest people I've met in my life, they never had on jewelry. Every time I met someone who's very, very rich, like wealthy. I never seen him with no jewelry on.
Say that wealthy again, Jason.
Like wealthy.
Is that what he sounds like? I've never heard him talk before.
Who knows? Neither have I.
That's exactly how I feel. You ever heard his songs?
Exactly. I don't know what his. I mean, I know who he is. Number
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. M.
That's him?
Bank account 8. Yeah, that's him.
I love him.
He said, ever since, I've been saving money and not spending it on jewelry. I've been getting way richer.
See,
shortly thereafter that interview with Vogue magazine, TMZ caught up with 21 Savage at a, looks like a family function this was. And here's some of the footage. He was getting into an altercation with a group of people who I guess knocked his friend out. That's his friend on the ground there. And then 21 Savage hits up his friend and they end up brandishing what looks like a revolver and pulls it out and he's asking what's up. So, yeah, that's what 21 Savage is dealing with on a day in and day out fashion, saving money and, you know, saying pistol whipping people. Look, if you got to
don't disrespect the pistol by saying pistol whip. This man is walking around with a bayonet.
Okay. It's a small revolver. So yeah, 21 Savage, is he too real? Bill, what you think?
I think what he's missing between the real wealthy people and him is that they know how to read.
21,
I think that's it.
Clearly knows how to read because, well,
I don't think Mr. Savage can read.
He saw wealthy people, so that doesn't say it. But yeah, he's actually is starting a number of things as far as charities go with, you know, youth, the startups and stuff like that. I don't know why.
What, like the Sons of the Revolution?
He's trying to provide affordable housing for people and stuff like that. Dex, what you think about 21 Savage? Is he too real or you think he's appropriate? You know, you're saying your friend get knocked out. You gotta protect yourself, right?
I absolutely agree with that. I just look at it like he's one of these people, though, that like you want to take what he's saying serious because like it makes sense. It does make sense. Like a lot of people who are super wealthy, they don't flaunt their wealth a lot. Like that's something that I think is pretty understandable. I just think it. Other things that you're doing, though, don't align with how these people are living. Like, yeah, sure, you're not wearing jewelry, but like, look at everything else you're doing. Like, wealthy people don't do that either. But yet, here you are.
Well, do you think he's a card carrying member of the NRA?
Probably.
Not with that revolver.
You ever see like a friend? You ever have like a friend or whatever, an associate? Like they hear someone say something like, "Oh, wealthy people, they don't really flaunt their wealth," and they just take that and run with it. It seems like one of those situations. He heard somebody else say it, and he wants to try to run with that now, but it doesn't match the rest of his life.
Wealthy people also eat meatloaf and mashed potatoes with the broccoli with those seasonings on it. All right, that's what.
Let me say this. It's not that wealthy people don't flaunt their wealth. We are just too poor to see what they're doing. Like, that's really what it is. They're out here buying islands and getting on jets. You're walking around with a revolver. He's certainly not a car carrier member.
Well, he didn't have the revolver.
All the members of the NRA are walking around with these. Las Vegas? Columbine?
You would have to have a bigger gun to be part of the
NRA. You got to have a bigger gun.
All right, next one. Did you like Cardi's response? Cardi B was in the club. As we know, she is with child. She was in the club with her baby daddy, Offset, and the two were clubbing, and Offset smoking a blunt right in front of her face, and then blows smoke right up in the air in front of her face, and she didn't seem to do anything. Dex's mouth is wide open right now. Yeah, just blow it right in her face. So, yeah, people had some thoughts about it. The fact that Cardi B lets anyone smoke around her is crazy. So far, I've seen two videos of Offset smoking by her and one with Takeoff. But anyways, let me mind my business, said Christina on Twitter. I love Cardi and all, but being pregnant in the club around a bunch of weed smoke is just... And, you know, such comments as, like, Cardi saw some of these comments, and she was not... thrilled about people's concern. She said, so now you're going to concern on what can harm my baby, but when bitches was attacking me online every day, you wasn't concerned about baby or not. Don't drama that causes stresses harm babies more than anything. Don't the mother's stress in the brain and in the body harms the baby? But I ain't give a F though, right? Because it was entertaining to you. Don't worry about
my head hurts.
What I'm doing. Me and my baby is great. Since you care and so concerned about my baby, hit me in my DM for my registry and send me some papers and baby formula. Don't just comment like you care about my baby. Show it. Send them Pampers.
Okay, at the beginning, my head was down. I'm like, Lord, please have the DHS waiting in the delivery room to take that baby away. Please do this for us. But then when she said, hit that DM for that register for the Pampers, like, I'm here for that.
You're always here for free stuff.
I'm, wow. Like, insane. Like, I know I said it before, like I have this list and people that I put on this list, they just tend to mess up and the world turns on them. And Cardi is unfortunately on that list. She's been on that list. And I think this is why a lot of this stuff is happening. I'm really sorry that I caused all this. But like, Cardi, it's wrong. Like if you smoke it around you and you're pregnant, it's a problem. Yes, it is. And like, the only thing you have to say is really nothing. Like there's no need to acknowledge it. Just don't let it happen again. That's it. Like you're getting upset. About
I wasn't concerned when they was talking about me. I'm stressed.
And we were also telling you that you really shouldn't be in the store arguing and fighting with people either. We've been telling you this stuff. You just get upset and clap back at us every single time we do it.
You think she was grabbing air?
Lord, I mean, I can tell you she wasn't grabbing a dictionary or a thesaurus. I know that.
Okay.
And she wasn't paying attention to those red squiggly lines that she was typing either. This is a PSA. The red squiggly lines y'all see are not decoration.
Well, she did it on her phone, so the squiggly lines wouldn't come up. But you know what would? Autocorrect. So that means autocorrect was like, no, I think you meant to spell this word this way. And she said, no, I said what I said and kept going.
Listen, and it all depends on who's autocorrect and whose phone it's on.
There you go.
Man, Cardi B. Good Lord. All right. How do you plan on exposing your kids to sex? Jada Pinkett Smith had another edition of her Red Table Talk. With her daughter, Willow Smith, Willow's Jaden best Smith. Friend, Willow's best friend, and her mother, Adrian. On this talk, they talked about sex. And Jada said, I did not want Willow to have shame of any kind. You know, when you can talk to your mother who's been through a whole lot in regards to sex, I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur, but I'm 47, so enough said. Willow later revealed that her introduction to sex was actually walking in on Will and Jada having sex, her parents. Willow simply likened the experience to walking in on something she shouldn't have, saying, quote, it wasn't like I was seeing everything. The room was still dark and it was silhouetted. Jada herself talked about how she was introduced to sex from her grandmother. She said, my grandmother taught me about self-pleasuring because she wanted me to know that pleasure was for me. She didn't want me to fall into the hands of a man, and if he gave me pleasure, to think that that was him. She thought, let me say, and she taught me that at age 9.
No, ma'am. Where's her grandmother? She needs to be locked up. That's a problem.
Fun fact, before we go any further, my grandmother knew Jada's grandmother, which is fun. It's just weird.
Let me get on this phone with me, mom, because I know she lives a holy life. I know she didn't know this type of foolery was going on.
Multiple orgasms, Jada said. I was really into it at one point just because I was in an exploration state and I was abstaining from men. And I actually think I went through kind of an addiction too with it. And then one day I was just like, enough. You're having 5 orgasms a day. Yeah, you get addicted. You can create so much pleasure. You constantly want it. To that, Willow said, that's some next level stuff right there.
I can't.
So, how do you guys plan on exposing your kids to sex?
You know, it's funny actually with this because
are you going to do that? You going to have a little round table?
No, I mean it's weird. Like I don't necessarily know, but like I think about my own experiences, and like I wouldn't want what happened to me to happen to my children. So like. With me, I think I was about 8 or 9 years old when I learned about like sex and like where babies come from and stuff. But I learned about it in a very weird way. Like I was playing with toys and my cousin actually was visiting at the time. And I was like, oh, these two people, they just had a baby. Then he said, how did they have the baby? And I'm like, oh, like I bought it. And he's like, no. And then he said he told me what they did to have the baby and stuff like that.
You were mortified.
Like, yeah, because like I knew nothing about that. Like it was just like it was so foreign to me. Like I just didn't think about it. I didn't talk about it. It was just like whatever. But then around that same summer, you might not believe this because this voice still ain't get deep yet. But I went through puberty around that same summer. So like the things that he was telling me combined with the things that are happening to my body. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Am I supposed to be doing this to have a baby? Like I was so confused at 8 and 9 years old. And then I think maybe like 2-3 years later.
Wait a minute. What was y'all eating to be going through puberty at 8 or 9 years old? Like.
Damn, I don't know when you got your period, but like I went through puberty at 9.
Oh.
And then
I didn't go to puberty until I was like 12, 13.
Well, I mean, I don't know. And
that's why we still got thigh hair.
Well, like, but yeah, like, and with me, it was like one of those things. I just grew up like very confused about that stuff. And then like 2-3 years later after that, my dad finally sat me down to have the birds and the bees conversation. And I'm like, sir, I can tell you a couple things, actually. I know this already. But like, I just kept it to myself and suppressed it. So like, I don't necessarily think I'll be teaching kids about orgasms. I think that's a bit much. But I do think like at a younger age, I would want to like inform them like what sex is. And like the dangers of it and all that kind of stuff like that before they hear it from somebody else who can't explain this stuff to them.
That's fair. Bill,
it's a, It's interesting. So my mom was an abstinence teacher. So she actually like would go from in the Philadelphia public schools. She would go from like school to school teaching abstinence, like teaching the different parts of the body and what happens when it happens. So I knew because my mom taught it, and like she was like, well, the first people that need to know are my children. So she taught it to us first. So it wasn't like I was questioning, like I wasn't curious about what goes where and who does what. Like I wasn't curious about any of that. Like my mom taught it to us. So I would do the same thing my mom did, because I listened, like after my mom taught it to us, I would like go back to school and listen to some of the stuff people would be talking about. And I'd be like, that, like you sound dumb. Like you legit sound like a dummy. You don't know what you're talking about. So I'm certainly going to have that conversation with my children.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, let's move on. We're running a little bit late. So let's go to the racist segment of the show. Our most depressing. Yes. Yes. Our most depressing reflection of America. This kid was wrongfully sought out by police. This is the note that they actually had put on their website. A family member of Michael Thomas Jr. sent video to NBC5 of the 10-year-old being handcuffed. His mother asked us to publish the video to show what happened to her son as she continues to seek answers from police. NBC5 interviewed Michael with his mother's permission. They will continue to monitor the police investigation into how the officers handled the situation. So basically what happened, Michael's uncle Victor confronted officers at the scene. And on the video, he was questioning officers as to why his nephew was in handcuffs. This is what Michael said, quote, "They're telling them that someone called them saying that there's a 12-year-old black kid on a bike with all blue on and had a gun. And there was about 5 little black boys with all blue on. Michael's grandmother says she also witnessed the scene and questioned the authorities as her grandson cried and peed himself reportedly while in police custody. The grandmother said, you can see that he doesn't have any weapons on him. I raised up my grandbaby shirt. He don't have anything on him. Take those handcuffs off of him. So, but instead of doing that, the police left those handcuffs on for about 15 more minutes before they took it off. Michael's mother said, I want answers. You can look at him and tell he's not no teenager. 10 years old, you get handcuffed. You scarred him for life. Police say that they plan on reaching out to the family. Reports are that, you know, there are two sides to this. Some people are saying, well, the police department is saying that the police had no way of knowing whether or not this kid was 12 or not. He is wearing all blue, according to the reports. And that's why they did apprehend him. Bill, do you think this was a racist act by that police department?
Yes. I still, every time it comes to something like this, I'm going to say yes, because there was a picture of those police officers on a beach in like Oregon, or like they were somewhere in Montana or something. And this man, this white man, had a gun to their face. There was no gun drawn. There were no handcuffs put on them. Somebody needs to explain why you are like this. I'm so overwhelmed by this. Like, why are you doing this to us? Why? Like, for what? Like, for what? For what? Like, why are you like abusing our children? Like, why are you doing this to us? Like,
it has to come enraging. To a point where it's like, where we have to, I'm not saying we have to just revolt, but there has to be something that we do to,
no, we have to,
let
revolt.
People understand that this is not how we can be treated. And, you know, it happens to our kids all the time. Like, it just happened to, what was that little kid that got shot and died because he had a fake gun?
Oh yeah, and first Walmart, of all, like in the Walmart, or something like that.
That's all a, and you know what? I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna say this. When I was a child, my grandmother and my mom would never let us play with toy guns, and because they recognized that was a cycle to get us familiar with weapons so that we could get ourselves killed. It is a cycle. At some point, you all need to stop letting your babies play with guns. Stop letting your children carry your, like, you have to be proactive. Like, there has to be something done. That's what I didn't understand when I was a child what the Black Panthers was. I thought they were like real militant. And I'm like, oh, I'd be with Martin Luther King. Let me tell you something. We need somebody to police the police. And that's what the Black Panthers did. And we need somebody again to police the police, because they're nonstop. It won't stop until we do something about it. It just won't stop.
All right. Next story. Bill, get ready for this one. I don't think you've heard this one yet.
Jason, if you're trying to wear me out today, I don't have the time.
I don't think you heard this one yet. So this is what happened. Someone drove by and caught video of this. Dex heard this one. Of this woman. And this is what they saw, Bill. She is unloading her truck and she has a couple of dog kennels in the back. And this is a white woman, and out hops a black kid out of the dog kennel.
I got
a...
What the...
Yeah. So this person, for some reason, I guess they saw the first kid get out, because that's what the other gate is for the other kid that's already out of the car. And so they said, well, let me record them getting the second kid out of the back of the car. Well, this woman is the grandmother of those children, apparently. And she said that the two kids, age 7 and 8, were inside of the dog kennels because there wasn't enough room inside of the vehicle.
Get the fucking kennels out of the truck. Like, what do you mean there wasn't enough space? Like, what do you actually mean? Like, what are you... Get them fucking stupid ass mutts out of the car and make space for the babies. What the fuck?
I can't take you serious. I mean, this is upsetting, but like,
I'm dying. So they were in those kennels for more than 40 minutes as they drove across the city. The police say that she told them that she checked in on the children periodically.
I bet you she had them little nasty trifling dogs in the front seat, didn't she?
That is like all of the dogs in the story.
What she got kennels for? What else she had in the car?
They said after, I guess she unloaded whatever was taking up the space in the back seats.
No, I need a defined what it was. Somebody needs to tell me the what of what, like, you need to tell me what was taking up these seats. What, like, what
I don't get it, because what, like, why would you take up space in a seat? Like, there's more space in the trunk. Like, why wouldn't you just take the kennels out and just only put it in the trunk?
It makes no sense.
Like, her argument that there was something in the back seat. Why did you just put the thing that was in the back seat in the trunk? Like, I don't get it. Whatever. But she says that there was no room inside the Ford Explorer earlier in the day, so she told him to get inside the kennel. The temperature reached 95 degrees and there were no vents in the rear of the Ford Explorer. She was arrested and charged with 2 counts of child endangerment.
And I'll ask the judges that sentence her to 3 life sentences. You sit inside a cage, old nasty hag.
Consecutive life sentences?
3 of them. Plus 90 years.
Bill, can you do Q&A?
I don't know. Let's slap up these questions. Here is the segment of the show where you all send us life questions, and we do our best to draw from our life experiences as best we know how. All right, let us see. We have starting over, man, period. My BFs, my boyfriends go. Advice for 25-year-olds. Here's the advice. Hang in there, honey. It gets better.
No matter what you're going through.
Press on.
It gets better.
Live a little longer.
All right, I think we should do 2 and 3.
Okay.
Were you about to say duh? Is that what
you were about to say? I was just looking. I'm like, okay, that was okay. Man, period, and my BF's gay BFF. Jesus.
All right, which one you want to do first?
Let's do man, period.
Yeah, 2 and 3.
All right.
Put my reading specs on. All right, my boyfriend and I have planned a trip to Europe next month for our 3rd anniversary. I took the initiative on booking and paying for our hotels with his approval a month ago, but he has yet to start his end of the planning. On past trips, I've planned everything. We save a lot of money that way. While his idea of pitching in is just signing off on whatever I want to do,
As a result, I don't feel like my efforts are particularly appreciated. I asked him if he could help me by making a list of things he wants to see. "Yeah, I am," was all he said. I also said, "Via text." Wasn't that short? "It would be nice if you planned something special for the both of us, just so I know you're as excited as I am." He took that as a personal attack. "The trip is in a month." He's over.
Nasty.
"You're projecting your stress onto me," he said. And we argued for hours.
Damn.
I realized that every time that I express myself, I express a need. Hold on a second, so I can get a little closer so I can see. Every time I express the need for something, whether it's more time, affection, etc., he deflects and says the real problem is how I communicate. Long when long I'm gentle up. About, listen, it's like going on and on and on. Let's get down to the question. Can you sometimes, but okay, down.
That's done. Every conversation.
I'm going on down. I'm trying to think this trip is a bad idea. Is he just on his man period or am I to blame too? Daughter, if you talk the way you writing, you are definitely to blame. Ain't nobody got time to be listening to all of that. Good by the mighty. Go on and plan something and be done with it. You got to listen. It's 2018. You got your man with a passport. You hush your face and go on and be, okay?
Because these dudes is trash out here 2018. I don't think she's wrong for that, though. I think it's one of those situations that, like, you need to understand this woman's love language. And if she likes to have flowers given to her, like, that's kind of one of those things that after 3 years, they've been together 3 years, you said, right?
Yeah, 3 year anniversary.
Yeah, and after 3 years, I feel like you should kind of know that. And I think a lot of times in relationships, we all get complacent and we don't really pay attention to our partner until they have to yell at us and say something. And then we get defensive and it turns to a situation like this. But if she's telling you, like, can you plan something? Like, you're going to a foreign country. There's something that I'm sure there's a reason why you were okay with booking this trip. You had to get approved. You know what I mean? Like, why do you want to go? Just simply say what you, it could be something basic. There are places I go and I'm like, I just want to go to this basic place or whatever. But it's like, okay, this is what you want to do. Like, I don't really see the harm in expressing yourself and saying, like, this is what I would like to do and show this woman that you appreciate her.
Yeah, but he's not the one, you know what I'm saying, writing us. So, I mean, I feel like if I'm you, ma'am, I feel like that you should just protect yourself and make sure that those tickets are refundable and you make sure you have your dates as to when you can refund those tickets by. Because, you know, shit might get rough and you have to make sure that you're protected. So I would give him an ultimatum to get his act together by a certain date. If he doesn't, you just might have to go return them tickets because, you know what I'm saying, we got to eat. So if you're not, you know what I'm saying, if you're not going to come with me, if you're not going to be here, you know what I'm saying, I might as well just return the tickets and we could just break this one off.
So. But don't do it in so many words.
Don't take him on a free trip. That's all I'm saying. Do not wait till it's too late and you get him over to Paris or whatever. Where did they say they're going? To Europe?
Europe.
Don't get over to Europe and y'all have a nice little trip. And on the way back home, he tells you on the airplane that he doesn't think this is going to work out and he's not going to pay you back for his end of the trip.
But so. What if, now let me play devil's advocate real quick. What if he's doing this? What if he's doing this just to like throw her off and then get over to Europe and propose to her?
That would be cute. But
why would you want to piss somebody off to propose to them? Like, that's stupid.
Who knows? I'm just playing devil's advocate. Throw them off the zit. All right. Question number two, which is actually number three. Stunty already. I'm a white woman dating a black man. Dex, you wrote this? We've been together for a little over 6 months now, and everything is going well, except for one thing. His friendship with his bestie, Paul. Paul is an openly gay man, and it makes me uncomfortable knowing my man is out with a guy who likes guys. My friends say I should bring it up to him, but I don't want to upset him. Is this a black... Would you guys be best friends with a gay man? What should I do?
Is this a black thing?
See, you are
like, this is a troll. You must be one of them Russian robots. Like, is this a black thing? How about sunburn? Is that a white thing? Like, how about that nasty oily hair? Is that a white thing? Like, don't do that. Like, don't do that. Like, what do you mean? Is that a black thing? Like, what do you, like, I've had enough. We're not even answering this question. Let's move on to something else.
Oh my God.
A black thing? Let me tell you, that's not a...
I feel like you should not confront him about this. You don't want to get your feelings hurt if you really like this guy. I mean, you make him choose between you and his gay best friend, and then he chooses his gay best friend because your heart is going to be broken. You will never recover. So I think you should just let it go.
I disagree with both of them. I don't think you should let it go, and I don't think you should take Will's advice either. I think you should break up with him because clearly, it's one thing to be insecure about like your guy liking other girls. You think that your guy likes his best friend because the guy is gay. Like, you're never going to get over that unless he's not friends with this guy anymore. And then if he starts hanging out with another guy, you might start saying the same stuff. Like, just let it go in the relationship. And also,
you part of the problem.
I think also, like, you... If you have to question if like a human characteristic of being friends with someone, if it's like a race thing, I personally don't think that you're ready for interracial dating.
I don't think you're ready for interracial dating. I think you're a part of the problem. And then what do you mean by I don't want to upset him? Is that a white thing that people say to black people? Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't want to upset him. Are you afraid?
That is a black thing. Really sent Bill over the edge.
Why would you send something like
I mean, and she's white, she probably doesn't have a lot of black friends and like acquaintances and stuff, so she probably
enough to watch the show.
But I'm saying, like, she's how you know about us?
Look, she's dating Jermaine, and Jermaine probably put her on to the show. And you know what I'm saying? That's the only black friend she has. How many white women do you know has a lot of black friends? I don't know a lot of white women that have a lot of black friends. Like, I know a lot of white guys that have black friends, but not a lot of white women. All right. For more questions, Q&A, hit us up, brotalklive.com/questions. It is just a time. All right. So we got some stories, some headlines that we're going to talk about, and just some questions based off of those headlines. Just some quick hitters. All right. We're going to make up some time right now. Little Kim files for bankruptcy. New Jersey mansion being auctioned off. So Lil Kim's in some financial trouble. And it's probably because she hasn't released a lot of music and she has really no means of income. So my question to you guys is, can you guess how many 90s Bad Boys artists have released an album this decade? So how many people on the original roster back in the 90s, Bad Boy and Diddy? Anybody? What'd you say, Bill? What you know, Bill?
Several zippity doo dash day.
I want to say two, but I'll go with one.
You'll go with one. You're both wrong, actually. Technically, it's four. Puffy has released
an album. Yeah, Faith.
Faith has released an album. 112 has actually released an album recently.
Where?
and Carl Thomas, believe it or not, had an album out, I think, in 2015. Mary J. Blige and Jodeci weren't technically on Bad Boy, but they're associated with Diddy. A lot of people think they are. And they had albums as well.
Jay-Z hung around them too, but...
Yeah, but no
more friends. He's a part of, like, the... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe Jodeci had an album. Like, I forgot they were kind of out for a couple of years. IHOP changed their name from IHOP to IHOB. We speculated on what the B was. We thought it was breakfast and stuff like that. It ended up being burgers. People were pissed, by the way, about that. So, how long do you think they keep this whole IHOP thing up? Do you think it's short-lived?
I think they're going to keep it up as long until they look at their social media and see every other fast food chain has been dogging them out.
Wendy's dragged them, didn't
they? I feel like we'll get a response from Drake before they change their name back.
All right. Nicki Minaj is releasing her new album, Queen. Is it this week or next week? When's the damn album come out?
Do you know? Trying to ask me for I'm not here. It's like, no, it comes out at the end of the month. Yeah.
So you better know. Question, will Nicki outsell Cardi? And the reason I asked that, Cardi, for her debut, went number one, debuted at number one, and sold 255,000 equivalent units. Do you think Nicki Minaj will outsell Cardi B?
Yes.
For sure.
Really?
Yeah. Because Birdman's gonna pay for
them. Wow, I don't see her outselling Cardi personally. I think that'll be interesting. I think Nicki Minaj hype is at an all-time low. All right, this is Michael Jordan's daughter. She got engaged to
who's Michael Jordan's?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
I thought I said Michael Jordan.
You said who's Michael Jordan?
No, I thought he said Michael Jones. I'm like, well, who the hell is Michael Jones?
This is Michael Jordan's daughter. She got engaged from a former Syracuse men's basketball player who went to the NBA for a year, but then did not do so well. So he went to it's called the G League. The league, it used to be called the D League. Now he's, trying to fight his way back up to the roster. So they have gotten engaged. They're engaged to be married. So the chances that this guy, his last name is Christmas. So the chances that Christmas is a Hornet, Michael Jordan's team, by Christmas. Do you think Michael Jordan's going to get this guy in the NBA by Christmas?
0%. Jordan knows what comes with being in the NBA, and he don't want his daughter to go through that.
Okay. Not to mention Michael Jordan don't support blacks, so.
Very well said. Touche. All right, and last but not least, Fashion Nova has released their men's line, Fashion Nova Men. We can now get in on the cheap fashions through the shaveroom.com. How many of these items would you cop? So we got 6 items. You guys let me know which ones. So here goes the first page of 3. We have avocado swim trunks, an all orange camo set,
and
some floral flip flops.
If I had to pick out the 3, I would pick the floral flip flops.
All right, so Dex got 1 item. Bill, how many items you picking up out of here?
I'm going to take the tattoo on that bottom right ankle there. That's what I'm taking.
All right, and next we got mismatch camo pant.
What the?
Apparently that's in style now. Some
are
gold
those all pants or are those women's pants over there?
Some all gold slides. All good slides, I'm sorry. Yeah. And some ripped jeans with some Pippi Longstockings sewn it to the side there. How many of these items are we buying?
I mean, the shirt that the guy's wearing, you didn't mention that. Like, it's like a velour type of shirt that I probably did.
Again, I think I see a tattoo there by his elbow.
You got a pair of Vans. I could do those.
Yeah, I'm going with Vans.
Look, Fashion Nova, it's a nice site. These are some of the worst items on the site. I just picked the most grandiose of things, of course. But yeah, it's not bad. So check it out if you're interested in getting some cheap fashions. Dex's BS report. Speaking of cheap fashions.
Ooh.
That was nasty.
I'm sorry.
All right, guys. So I have a couple stories for you today. So the first story is, if you are living a vegetarian lifestyle, and a lot of us do, or I did, a lot of people do, and when they do, one thing you have to give up is fast food. But KFC actually is kind of answered that call for you. They are now coming out with a full vegan menu, so you can get your fake chicken from KFC at still the same cost that you used to get your fast food from. If you guys are planning to never cheat on your girlfriends, be careful. There's a new company that's out that's aimed at cheating men. So basically what happens is, if your girlfriend catches you cheating and you apologize to her and you want her to keep you around, this new company has actually decided to rent out full-on dog suits, and you can dress your guy up in a dog suit where his face is exposed, and you can give you a leash, and you can walk your cheating boyfriend around so that he can tell the world what he did to you.
Yeah, and so, man's definitely going to agree to do that.
It happened.
Well, depending on how sorry you are.
It happened in Philly. It happened at Canton, yes. Allegheny.
Yeah.
I saw the video. I said,
see, wouldn't he's be catching big. On.
So this is to get them to forgive you? Or something?
This is basically for women to get their revenge as well. So, like, if a guy cheats and he's trying to apologize and he's really serious about the apology, like, put this dog costume on, go outside, and you have to tell the world that you're sorry while I'm walking you on a leash.
Because you want you get guaranteed that you're going to be at my other doghouse?
I think that depends on the couple.
I feel like they should be contractually obligated. Like, I'm not going to walk around on a leash if it's not going to be guaranteed that I'm going to get back in, you know what I'm saying, in the house. I just feel like that's disingenuous. But, you know.
In Philadelphia, there was a crazy road rage incident fairly recently where one man got so upset with the other one after an argument, he decided to stop his car, get out of his car, and take a crap on the man's hood of his car. Finally, there's a coming going around. So many of you guys know what the pullout method is. Obviously, Jason doesn't, but most of us know what the pullout method is, right? It's when you're having sex and you don't want to ejaculate inside of your partner, so you pull it out.
This is too much for me.
Well, there's a lot of kids who are just like, you know what? I don't like the risk of the pullout method, you know? And you know what? I still don't want to wear condoms. So what they're doing now is gluing the tip of their penises together. So, I mean, the penis, they're gluing it together so that they're not actually ejaculating their partner. There is like a Reddit on this, and it does say that it doesn't guarantee that you won't get pregnant, or it doesn't prevent against STDs as well. So guys, if you're out there gluing your tip together, it's probably not a good idea. So please stop doing that. For the week.
So what happens? I just want to know what happens with the backup. Like, you know, say if you glue your tip, it has to go somewhere. So like, is it just stopped up? Like, what happens?
How long does it take the glue to dry? Like, who's
well, they would
glue,
just, like, well, one guy happening? Said he used a super glue. So I don't know. Super.
That's never it's coming out. I just want to know what happens.
Like, well, you got to pee.
Yeah, like you just don't pee anymore just because you don't want to get hoes pregnant. What are you talking about?
You don't want to get what?
Hoes.
Okay. You hear that, ladies? That's FKA Urban. You direct those tweets
to them. That would be the only reason that you would want to pull out is if it's a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, why would you want to? Yeah, I got you. Jesus. Okay, or not. All right, seats, Bill.
Now was the segment of the show where we give out seats. Those that have annoyed us, belabored us, or otherwise have worn us out. Come on, you know that's a good one. Here's the place we fill up Brandy's empty stadium. And I mean, it still is empty. So my seat, I have to give a seat to myself, first of all, because all right. I tried myself last week. I went running. Trying to get my body to do what my mind felt like it could do. And my body gave out. And I ended up, I was like 2 seconds away from taking pictures from my hospital bed, my little wristlet on.
That's good.
But I didn't.
Please don't Instagram yourself in the hospital, people. That's never becoming.
However, on a positive note, tomorrow's the last day of work for me, so. Thanks be to God.
Oh, congrats. Are you off for the summer?
Yes, Lord.
All right, cool. Dex, do you have a seat? I don't think I have one. I'm just tired.
I do have a seat. So earlier today, I saw someone, one of my friends posted something about a charity that they're dealing with. And I'm like, okay, I'll donate. They were looking for donations. So I scrolled up and I decided to do my donation, right? So I put my information in and everything. And then when I got to the end of it, it said, for a checkbox, would you like to cover 100% of the fees associated with this donation so that XYZ gets all of the donation? That's a problem. If I go to donate something and I donate $10, I want all 10 of my dollars to go to who I'm donating it to. I don't like stuff like that. Like these third party apps and stuff like that are taking a percentage off of donations. Like that's not cool. And then if you're going to take a percentage off, at least do the Red Cross method where you don't tell me that you're taking it off, but you tell me that you're taking it off. Like that's a problem. That's it.
All right. Awesome. Well, do you guys have anything else? Any shout outs, anything to tell the people?
I don't know if I announced this on the show already, but like I'm an official correspondent of Patty and the Millennials, except tomorrow's episode I won't be on because I have some other commitments. But overall, like I am a correspondent on the show and I'm super excited about it. And I hope that you guys are enjoying Bro Talk and Patty and the Millennials. So like,
so you're full time on two podcasts.
Yeah, but my heart is here.
Okay. I mean, we'll remember it. I'm saying holding auditions for Dex's spot. So if you're interested, Bill, do you have any shout outs? Anything?
No, I do have news. I'll publish the news next week after everything is finalized. I do have.
Are
news.
You
like when the Donald Trump announcement is dead?
Listen, folks, it's huge, huge, like Madonna's vagina. Okay, folks, huge. And I'll give it out sometime soon. Okay.
Just stay tuned. Hold on, let me give just this mini seat. There are people who are criticizing the one of the founders of Twitter. Because he tweeted out that he was going to eat at Chick-fil-A or something like that. And people are mad because it's Pride Month. And, you know, saying Chick-fil-A has a very bad stance on LGBT matters and stuff like that or whatever. So they were giving, saying this guy flack about just his choice of where to eat. And I'm like, I mean, I understand like that, you know what I'm saying? If you eat someplace, it's kind of like you support politically or whatever. People can think that. But at the end of the day, Chick-fil-A is delicious. So if someone's eating there, they're not necessarily making a political statement. Oftentimes, they just appreciate the food because that's why I go there.
But don't you think it's in poor taste to post that out that you're eating?
Yeah, I mean, he said he made a mistake. He said he didn't realize it, but people just didn't let it go.
So. People just want something to be sensitive about. Let that man eat at Chick-fil-A. Y'all eating at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, but they're not posting about it. I think that's where it is. But if he issued a statement or an apology, like, I can understand that.
And he right. still ate that Chick-fil-A, too.
You know, he still ate it. He probably
said Chick-fil-A. And he going to go back.
Probably at Chick-fil-A when he was reading the replies to that Twitter thing, too. So shout out to you. BroTalkLive.com. Hit us up. We know we got all through the week. Woman Crush Wednesday tomorrow. Throwback Thursday on Thursday. And we got stuff on the weekends, so make sure you check us out. For Dex, for Bill, for Ty, who's not here, my name is Jason. This has been another edition of Bro Talk, and we'll see you guys next week.